This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There are all kinds of stories out there about CEOs working for a dollar a year. A dollar in actual salary, that is. They do still get their more lucrative stocks and options as well. Apple CEO Tim Cook has now raised those stakes, though, and taken the compensation give-back game into record territory. He has turned down a $75 million stock dividend, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Apple's products are at the very least expensive and good to look at. The same could be said for the $75 million gesture by Apple CEO Tim Cook.
To tell everybody, look, we're a good company. We're not trying to be greedy here. Our CEO is not trying to be greedy.
Camelia Kunin is a professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management.
One can speculate that maybe this was, yes, a little bit of a PR move.
Oh, I think it's a very smart call.
Charles Elson heads the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says refusing the dividend helps Cook keep a low profile at a time when the public is fed up with CEO salaries.
CEO pay is at the heart of the political debate. It's the heart of the financial debate. And less is better today.
Also,
by foregoing this, I think he's buying, I wouldn't necessarily say shareholder support, but a shareholder neutrality.
And really, does a guy like Tim Cook, with hundreds of millions in Apple stock and a seven-figure salary, really need another $75 million? David Larker heads the Corporate Governance Research Program at Stanford.
Maybe the case that he looks at this and says, I was given a bunch of stock grants of 300-odd million, and that's enough.
Yeah, I think that'd be enough for me, too. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.